This is a download from the Clinical Audit Support Centre Limited. To find out more, visit www.clinicalauditsupport.com. Hello listeners and welcome to the latest instalment of Clinical Audit News from the Clinical Audit Support Centre. This newscast focuses on events that have taken place from July to September 2008. We're going to adopt a slight change in approach to previous newscasts, in that this isn't going to be a chronological review of the quarter. Instead, we're going to review news relating to the key players and organisations involved in audit. In addition, Tracy is sadly not available to record this newscast with me today, so it is going to be just my perspective on what has been happening. Typically, when reviewing the summer months, it can be a bit quiet with staff on holiday and limited new national news. However, not a bit of it during summer 2008, with lots of important goings-on in the world of clinical audit that I'll update you on. Starting with the National Clinical Audit Advisory Group, they spent the summer finalising their group membership, and this included advertising for a GP member to be appointed via the Appointments Commission. NCAG also met for the second time during the third quarter, holding a meeting over 2 days in mid-September. As a reminder, minutes of all their meetings, plus more detailed information relating to the group, can be found via www.advisorybodies.doh.gov.uk/ncaag/index.htm. I'll leave you to draw your own conclusions from the minutes of the meeting, but the areas that interested me were, first, the reiteration that NCAG are the strategic national leaders for clinical audit, with the Healthcare Quality Improvement Partnership leading on operational implementation. Second, it was interesting to see that Rona Hotchkiss from Frontline Consultants attended the meeting and presented the main findings of the study Mapping Local Clinical Audit. Many of you may have contributed to this via the online SurveyMonkey questionnaire or through formal interviews, as these were conducted across 25 trusts. Sadly, the minutes do not provide firm details of findings from the frontline review, but it is interesting that the minutes of the NCAG meeting state, NCAG members raised several issues in response to the frontline report on local audit, including the representativeness of respondents, the role of the Strategic Health Authority, variation in views by SHA, the potential benefits locally of sharing audit and research skills and know-how, and finally, the need to identify the professional background of survey respondents. Clearly, the document will be hugely significant, and the NCAG minutes state that HQIP will develop a local audit reinvigoration plan informed by the frontline report. The NCAG minutes from September also indicate that the group discussed current methods in place for commissioning national clinical audits. It was agreed that current arrangements are prolonged, with some national audits taking 2 years to get off the ground. Following discussion, NCAG agreed to instigate a responsive funding mode in parallel with the existing commissioning mode. Presumably, this will speed up the process for developing national audits. Clearly, NCAG are starting to get their teeth into making changes that will impact on the whole audit community in the UK, and it will be interesting to see what is discussed at the next NCAG meeting taking place in December. While still on the subject of NCAG, I met Professor Nick Black, chair of the group, for the first time at a regional reinvigoration event that took place in Burton in mid-July. His presentation was very upbeat and positive, and it is clear that he has an appreciation of how audit is being carried out and a vision for how improvements may be implemented in the future. I haven't time to go into his presentation in detail, but the key messages that will interest those working in clinical audit were, firstly, that audit is the poor relation when compared to education and research, and that in many trusts, audit has a low priority and is under-resourced. Nick noted that there is a great opportunity to address past failings and that the time is very much now for clinical audit, especially as it links in with many key initiatives, including revalidation, informing patient choice, and commissioning arrangements. Nick noted the important role that the National Audit Forum will have in acting as a sounding board for policy ideas and for sharing learning across audit communities. He also identified a range of challenges for the audit community, including the need to gain more funding for local and national audit, the challenge of matching national and local audit priorities, and the importance of ensuring that those who deliver local clinical audit are appropriately skilled and supported. Turning attention away from NCAG, it is logical to review what HQIP have been doing during the third quarter of the year next. The main news relating to HQIP over the last 3 months relates to a number of key appointments. These include Robin Burgess as their Chief Executive and Darren Thorne and Jabeen Hatt to lead up the new Local Quality Improvement Team, or LQIP for short. Robin appears fairly new to audit but has considerable experience of working in healthcare settings, having worked in both mental health and the field of addiction services. I'm sure Darren will be a familiar face to many of you, as he has worked in audit for many years and has been one of the key players within the National Audit and Governance Group. Jabeen works alongside Darren at Redbridge PCT, and she takes the post of Quality Improvement Facilitator within the LQIT. Clearly, HQIP are in the process of becoming operational and building their team. We will keep an eye to see how they progress over the coming months. In addition to recruiting staff, HQIP also continued to conduct their online survey, allowing healthcare professionals to suggest topics for future national audits. This is an encouraging initiative and will hopefully lead to a more diverse range of national audits being established. I'm sure, like me, many of you will look forward to the results of this piece of work. In addition to the news from the national players in relation to audit, the summer months were notable for a number of national conferences that took place. These included the annual Healthcare Events Audit Conference in Manchester during September. This was a useful event and included presentations from Messrs Black and Burgess, plus details of Six Sigma from Simon Dodds, a consultant surgeon from Sutton Coalfield. September was also the month of our second National Audit 2020 conference in Leicester. This proved to be a good event, with Nick Black and Robin Burgess presenting, plus updates from NICE and a perspective of how audit may look in the year 2012 from NAG Chairman Martin Ferris. The event also included a poster competition voted for by delegates, with Basingstoke and North Hampshire Foundation Trust walking away with first and second prizes. Well done to Julie Jones and her team. Well done also to Andy Cope, who once again stole the show and rated as the highest of all speakers for the second year running at 2020, with an 81% very good rating. Briefly, in terms of other news, we announced the publication of a new online journal called Clinical Audit Today in September. This will be produced on a quarterly basis, and it is hoped that audit professionals will share examples of best practice via the journal. We set up the journal as we've become increasingly aware that there are very few opportunities for those working in audit to showcase their work. HQIP have agreed to contribute a regular news update to the journal, and details of how to submit articles are available on the CASC website. If you have news of an excellent audit project that has improved patient care, or details of an innovative audit initiative that you would like to share with others, please get in touch. So, rounding things off, there are a number of events that you should put into your diary. These include the annual Audit and Improvement Conference taking place in London at the start of 2009. The event is organised by Healthcare Events, and Lord Darcy is confirmed as the keynote speaker. HQIP have also announced that they will be running a two-day event at the end of April 2009. This will take place at the Belfry, and further details will be available from them in due course. Okay, that pretty much wraps up this newscast covering events in audit from July to September 2008. A short but hopefully sweet offering. Look out for the final newscast of the year, available on our website from mid-January onwards. This broadcast was recorded on the 21st of October 2008. is copyright of the Clinical Support Centre. Reproduction of this download is prohibited. Rebroadcast of this work is forbidden without the expressed written consent of the CASC team.